Pam Bondi, over 1,000 arrested as President Trump makes D.C. safe again. By Amy Furr on August 25, 2025. Law enforcement has made over 1,000 arrests in Washington, D.C. as President Donald Trump fulfills his mission to clean up the nation's capital for residents and visitors. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi in a social media post on Monday highlighted the results of the president's crackdown on crime. Over 1,000 arrests and more than 100 illegal guns seized. Last night, another 86 arrests, including multiple suspects accused of assaulting law enforcement and National Guard, and a suspected Tren de Aragua gang member. Every day of our mission, we are making D.C. safe again, she wrote. Social media users responded to Bondi's post. One person writing, "Thank you for keeping D.C. safe. I've lost count of how many times I couldn't walk because it wasn't safe and had to take a car service just to go a few blocks to move around the city. High fives. Makes one realize just how bad things were." Another individual commented, while someone else said, "Thank you. All we needed was an administration that cared." Trump announced August 11 that he was officially invoking Section 740 of the District of Columbia Home Rule Act and placing the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department under direct federal control, to zero in on rampant crime in the area, Breitbart News reported at the time. The outlet added the president was also activating the National Guard to help in the effort. On Thursday, President Trump bought meals for police and the National Guard as a thank you for their work to clean up the city, according to Breitbart News. While speaking to the group, Trump said the hamburgers were cooked by the White House, but he did not name the place where he bought the pizza. "We're gonna have a little fun, we're gonna celebrate. Then we're gonna get back to work and we're gonna take care of these criminals and we're gonna put them where they have to be. Don't play around with us, don't play around with us," he stated. D.C. has experienced a significant drop in crime since Trump federalized the city's police department, Breitbart News reported on Friday. According to Metropolitan Police Department data reviewed by Breitbart News, there have been substantial double-digit percentage drops in various crime categories in the past 11 days in comparison to the preceding 11 days, the outlet said.